Okay, my friends. And there's much for us to consider. One of the things we have to consider is counting. Yes, there's many things to count. Let's read a book about it. Today's story is called Counting Winter. It was written by Nancy White Carlstrom, and it's illustrated by Claudia McGee, and I can't wait to read it to you. It is read today by Mommy. And who are you today? What do we call you? What is your name?
I'm Meow.
You're Meow?
Meow.
Oh, are you a kitten?
Meow.
Oh, friends, Mommy and her kitten. I am so excited. Are you ready, my sweet kitten, to count winter with me?
Yeah.
Let's do it. One. Red fox walks across the white snow, quietly stalking winter.
Next is probably going to be a bunny, because there's a bunny in the picture.
There is a bunny in the picture. And it does look like the fox is looking for a bunny. Oh! Nope. Two ravens croak and gurgle, cutting the sounds out of 40 below, raucously talking winter. Did you know ravens could talk? Apparently they can. And they can also croak and gurgle.
What's their language that they talk?
French, bird
Egyptian, English. Spanish?
Mm-mm, nope.
Dutch?
No, I don't think they speak Dutch. I believe they speak the language of birds. I know. Oh, look. Three snowshoe hares hop on big paws, silently tracking winter. Look at them go. Snowshoe hares are the ones that have big feet. Four red squirrels feast on their midden full of cones, hungrily cracking winter. And they are feasting on cones, right? Pine cones? Mm-hmm. Stuff that they've tucked away. Five golden eagles climb and soar, gliding on drafts of air, gracefully riding winter. What part of winter are they riding?
The winter air, snow.
Yeah, the current in the air. I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. Six furry voles skitter in and out of holes, nervously hiding winter. And it looks like there's a bobcat above them listening in, trying to figure out where they're at. But they are tucked underneath, and voles are like...
Mouse.
They're small, tiny little furry critters, like a mouse. Oh my. Seven shaggy musk oxen stand solid and sure, sturdily facing winter. In the snow, it looks like, and one of them's got its tongue out to say, I think I'll taste winter too. That's my voice for the musk oxen. Eight frisky sled dogs rush through the trees like wind whipping, heartily racing winter. And they are running, aren't they? They look happy, though. Except for that guy.
Hmm?
There's one of the guys, one of the dogs has kind of got a little silly face on. He looks like his eyes are bulging out of his head.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Friends, I'll put a link for this book on my Amazon affiliates page.
And that guy, he's like, yeah!
So that you can get a copy of this book and see the artwork. It's just beautiful. Nine feathered owls hoot through the moonlit night, eerily naming winter. Hoo, hoo. Wise old owls, huh? 10 busy woodpeckers hammer out a steady beat, suddenly taming winter. You're gonna do what we say. You're gonna give us our bugs. You're gonna give us some treats. As they peck, peck, peck in rhythm. 11 chickadees flit from branch to branch, spilling seeds noisily, feeding winter.
Here you go. I've got a seed. Oh, I've got a seed. Mmm, yum, 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 yum.
12 excited children slip and slide on melting ice, happily meeting spring. Uh-oh, that must mean that winter is over. And in the pictures, we can see the kids traveling through and seeing all the things. How exciting and how wonderful. Now, at the very end of the book, friends, there are some animal profiles, and they give us specifics on the animals that we have learned about. The red fox, the raven, the snowshoed hare, the red squirrel, the golden eagle, the vole, the musk ox, the sled dog, the owl, the chickadee, the woodpecker, and of course there are some children. But we don't need to have profiles on them because we know all about them, don't we?
What if you don't know anything about children?
If you don't know anything about children, well, then you better listen to this podcast more because you'll learn about them here, won't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, our dear friends, is Counting Winter. And it's also the end. This would actually be a good story for me to say something like, now that Christmas is over and we are starting, we're still in winter, but Christmas is over and we are heading on into a new season and spring will be not far away.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it would be after Christmas. Christmas is past. Right? That would be a good way for me to open this up.
Whatever you do, don't watch Polar Express today.
No. That's old school.
Yeah. And it's not Christmas. Christmas was a few weeks ago or days.
Yeah, Christmas was a while back, so now it's time for something new, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.